Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report, sponsored by San Francisco Bay University. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Charles Gorvin. New Yorkers can be notoriously picky about their bagels, but that hasn't stopped a startup chain from going viral, and now it's looking to expand nationwide. So, Charles, let's start off with you telling us about Pop-Up. This is the new one, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me today. Well, this is a buzzy new brand that pretty much started out of a backyard during the pandemic, creating bagels that are a bit smaller and fluffier than the usual rounds. And they've since had a really big expansion, and they've become backed by private equity, and now they're getting really ambitious with a plan to expand to over 300 locations in the next 4 years.
So why is it that smaller and fluffier it became so popular?
You know, I have tried them myself, and, you know, I think that the theme across the conversations I've had is that they're just really good, and they are kind of designed to be eaten differently as well. They have a new take where you rip and you dip them, and you dip them into these schmears that have exciting flavors like, you know, honey marinara.
Honey marinara?
All the way to mac and cheese. I think today I had cinnamon. And I think that people just like the excitement and think that they taste pretty good.
Okay, so normally you would have a bagel and you've got the schmear on it and it's giant and you bite into it and it gets all over your mouth and, you know.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. This is different. This is like a dab and dunk?
A dab and dunk, exactly.
So how you said 300, I mean, is that really ambitious for their first time trying to expand?
Yeah, it's actually pretty unprecedented. Einstein Bagels is probably the only other brand who tried to make it. They've got just over 700 locations. But if you go to a store like that, you'll notice you can get deli sandwiches and a whole different range of things. What's unique about Pop-Up is that they're keeping it simple. You can get bagels, which start at orders of three, and coffee and schmears. And that is really just about it.
What are the big challenges when you're going nationwide? Because, you know, okay, I remember when the New York Times called Boy Chick Bagels, which was here in Berkeley and has expanded
sure.
here, and they called it the best bagel in the U.S., and you could just hear the outrage in New York. Now, you know, Boy Chick out here is pretty darn good, and they've expanded as well. But, you know, that took a while, and I'm wondering, you know, how do you measure the success of a startup when it expands like that?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, and I think we're going to have to see. I can say that in the bagel market, you know, it's traditionally been harder for mom-and-shop stores to expand because it can be expensive to manage quality control, and, you know, they used to say it was in the water. I'm not sure about that much, but the supply and the delivery of getting a bagel product across the U.S. is not an easy chore, and I think what Pop-Up's counting on is that it's got a really strong product. And it's been helped out with a little bit of virality from TikTok and social media. And most importantly, probably now, it's got a whole bunch of money. Most recently, it had a 26 $27 million raise with a private equity firm called Stripes and reached a valuation of $60 million.
Well, so maybe you mentioned this, but how much money and financial backing do they have? And, you know, how long do you wait to find out whether this is going to take off?
Yeah, I mean, right now they haven't opened all of their locations. Keep in mind, it's a four-year plan for 300 locations. And so far, they're still in the early stages of getting those locations up and going, which are all through franchisees they've signed with. And, you know, the money they have behind them is definitely what they're riding on. They have a $60 million valuation. They're backed by private equity. And now it's kind of up to the franchisees to take it from there. So I guess we'll see what people in California, what people in even Hawaii think about this product. And then that'll be when we can know how well they've done.
Charles, thanks so much for the reporting and for joining us. That is Bloomberg's Charles Gorvin. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.